The Big Breakfast Blah on WLR. Brought to you by Waterford City Ford.
The ultimate all-electric SUV is here. The all-new Ford Explorer. Redefine the meaning of adventure. See waterfordcityford.ie.
The sound of Waterford. WLR. WLR.
Hard to believe, but this coming Sunday is going to be the start of the Waterford Viking Marathon. It's in its 11th year. It brings together extraordinary people on an extraordinary day. And a fine example of that is the Roe Craven Medical Practice, who are preparing to take part in this year's Waterford Viking Marathon, and down to the wire and the finishing touches that go on such an undertaking. And I'm delighted to have in the studio Dr. Marion Ryan and Dr. Mark Rowe. Listen, great to be talking to you both. Good morning.
Thanks, Oliver.
Great to have you on board. Tell us a little bit about deciding, do you know what it is? We're going to do the marathon this year.
You know, the Waterford Viking Marathon, I think it really has come to symbolise all that's best in Waterford. You know, community really coming together. We love our colleague Marion Ryan here so much, and Marion will talk about her own journey with illness, but we really want to celebrate her recovery on Sunday. So in the practice, colleagues, family, friends, we have about 45 of us are going to...
45 of you?
Yeah, 45 is going to do at least a leg. Some are going to do the half, some are going to do the full.
But they're all involved.
All involved, and we're all wearing t-shirts, and we're raising valuable funds for the Sulla Centre. Marion's going to talk about all that in a few minutes. Really to celebrate community and celebrate recovery and celebrate possibility. And we are just so enormously grateful for all the good things that has happened to Marion over the past year. We want to give that back.
Great stuff. Well, Marion, it sounds like you've had a great, not just work crew around you, but good friends as well. And even as far as to say, as family here.
I'm one lucky person. I have an extraordinary family, set of friends, community, and an extraordinary set of work colleagues in Roe Craven. I'm working in Roe Craven for the last 18 years now. And last June, on the 4th of June, to my shock and everybody's shock, I got a diagnosis of esophageal cancer.
Wow.
I came into Mark and our manager, Julie, on the 7th and told them, I have cancer, I have to get treatment.
And you know, when you're a doctor, you have a whole different perspective on all of that in terms of the knowledge that goes with it.
You do. When you get the cancer, you're human. You become the patient. And I suppose what you do is you get into survivorship mode.
Mm.
And myself and my husband, Sean, got into this incredible survivorship mode and said to ourselves, we're going to conquer this.
Your marathon began in another
way. My marathon began. And I said to them, I was supposed to be running the New York Marathon in October of 2022 with my two brothers, and my sister was coming along. But as I said to them in Roe Craven, I won't be running the New York Marathon. I'd be running the marathon of my life to conquer this cancer. And with a tapestry and blanket of friends and support, I've been able to do that.
Incredible.
Roe Craven, actually, we participated in the very first Viking Marathon. There was four of us who did
11 years ago.
11 years ago. So it's quite extraordinary. The sort of the wheel is turned now, and there's 45 people participating in the 10K, the half, and the full marathon.
That's
on
fantastic.
Sunday.
So, well, thank God you're looking fit and healthy and well and looking forward to the big day itself. And
very much so.
What an achievement that is in itself.
Very much.
And one you don't take for granted.
And part of my recovery has been due to our extraordinary support centre here in Sulis, our Sulis centre here. When you stop getting treatment, your chemo and your radiotherapy and surgery from cancer, the next part of your recovery is very, very important. And we're so lucky in Waterford to have the Sulis Centre that really help with this. And so when you're feeling vulnerable and down and you're in a lot of pain, you can phone them up and they're there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
The stats are showing that one in two of us are going to get cancer. The demand for service there has become enormous. There's actually a 25% increase in their demand for services. And one of the programs they sent me on from Sulis was to a gym program called the Exwell program, which is designed initially for people with chronic disease, but now has been expanded to people with cancer. In January, I was sent with at least 20 others who had cancer as well out to the Carrickenore Arena to an amazing program run by Elaine and Karen. And basically, we went from being breathless walking around to now we're lifting weights, doing lunges, doing squats. So it's been an extraordinary program, and I want to really tell people that it has a powerful impact on you getting energy and getting better from cancer. And also it's a support network for you, which you need on that journey.
And a great team spirit.
Absolutely.
You're never on your own.
And people are there who've been on a similar journey to you, and everybody's networking and helping each other. So I'm hoping that with our money, and as Mark outlined, we've raised 10,000 euros so far.
That's incredible.
We're going to get 50% of that money will be ring fenced so that more people can get that opportunity to be sent out to that fantastic XWELL program in Waterford, which is here in the Carrick and Orr Arena. So that's really part of the success of the whole thing.
Do you know what? It's very interesting information to me, and great for other people listening to know that that kind of facility is there and that kind of network is there, and people fundraise for the Solace Centre and they know they do good things, but they don't often know exactly what that entails, you know, if they haven't been directly affected that kind of way. People are always very generous
towards
it.
Yeah, I mean, we're very proud of the Solace Centre. You know, they when they started back in 2001, they actually started, we gave them a room in our practice.
Oh, right.
When we were in Lismore Park at the time. And, you know, from those seedlings, from those small beginnings, they've really grown into a great acorn tree. And they provide so much great work for so many people. Every opportunity to get that message out there that the Solace Centre, as Marion said, is for everybody. That, you know, one in two people will get cancer at some stage in their lives. And but that recovery from cancer is possible, and you do need support around you. Mm-hmm. You know, we all need the Solace Centre. If not today, then maybe tomorrow. And you know what? We are all better together. And there's so many great things happening in this part of the world. We want to celebrate that on Sunday.
Well, do you know what? We're delighted to be celebrating such a good news story. Wish you good health, Marion. It's a pleasure meeting you. You've been an inspiration in terms of showing people that there is such great hope there, you know. And again, great facility, as you mentioned, through the Solace Centre and what have you. Great to have you taking part as part of the Viking Marathon itself on Sunday. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. And again, just an example of the extraordinary people who take part in it on an everyday kind of basis, you know. So we're delighted to be talking to you and wish you well on that. And well done again. 10,000 euro raised already. That is incredible. And wish you well.
Thanks, Ollie.
Thanks, Ollie. That's brilliant.
The Big Breakfast Blah on WLR. Brought to you by Waterford City Ford.
The ultimate all-electric SUV is here. The all-new Ford Explorer. Redefine the meaning of adventure. See waterfordcityford.ie. The sound.